and Climate Action, and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people at wtgrantsfdn.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study animal health and early disease detection to help protect livestock and the nation's food supply. More information at k-state.edu.
We are expecting heavy rainfall tonight. A flood watch goes into effect at 7 o'clock tonight, runs through tomorrow afternoon for all of the greater Kansas City metro area and points south. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:06.
It's All Things Considered. And Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, thanks to you both.
You're welcome.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge of support for KPR anytime.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting The Clown, Saturday, April 11th, featuring Stravinsky's Petrushka, Esmail's Remember, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Information and tickets available at TopekaSymphony.org.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up, we are going to hear more from Max and Elizabeth and Daryl. We're going to talk more about reasons to support your favorite public radio station. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 4:30. Then, the shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz has caused oil prices to rise, and it is already affecting the broader U.S. economy.
17 of the 18 sectors have reported price increases, so that is very, very concerning.
More on the potential impact if this critical shipping channel remains mostly closed for months. Camila Domonoski's been examining what the impact could be.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
We do have a 90% chance of rain tonight. Thunderstorms are likely this evening. Locally heavy rainfall is possible, and the rain is going to keep on coming for the next several days. A flood watch goes into effect at 7 o'clock tonight and runs through tomorrow afternoon. For Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Carroll, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri, so the entire Kansas City metro area. It's 60 degrees in Topeka, 51 in Manhattan. It's 54 in Abilene. The time is 4:20.
And time for you to do all that pledge right now. It's at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also call and talk to Vicki at 888-577-5268. It's only going to take you a couple of minutes. You'll be a supporter of Kansas Public Radio.
Iran attacked a U.S. Navy base in Bahrain early in the ongoing war, one of many. And that prompted community groups to scramble to help troops that were forced to flee.
The base was asking for donations of toiletries and different things for these sailors coming back because they were coming back with nothing.
The lesser-known costs of the war on Iran tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Steve Inske, Bay Martinez, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts. We'll hear that story about the U.S. Navy base in Bahrain and, of course, have information and analysis of tonight's address to the nation being delivered by Donald Trump, which you will be able to hear on KPR at 8 o'clock tonight on your KPR One stations. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Republican Party is warning people of a scam that impersonates party officials. The scammer asks to chat via email, then they attempt to get the recipient to purchase gift cards and give them the gift card numbers. GOP officials are aware of party activists and leadership receiving the emails, but have not heard anything from everyday Republican voters or donors getting scammed. Kansas Republican Party Chair Denedre Herbert says she is not aware of any party members taking the bait.
I'm
grateful that we have some thoughtful folks who aren't, so far that I know of, falling for it.
Kansas Republicans have reached out to law enforcement about the scam. Kansas tenants who have been evicted from rental properties may soon be able to remove the court judgment from their personal record. State lawmakers passed a bill allowing for evictions to be expunged after 3 years. Currently, court-ordered evictions remain on a renter's record forever. Republican Representative Cindy Howerton helped spearhead the bill. She says prior evictions create a barrier to finding housing, and that can lead to homelessness. Howerton says serious issues like criminal convictions can be expunged from someone's record.
There's an off-ramp for a lot of things in Kansas. Even vehicular homicide can be expunged.
The bill received broad bipartisan support. It has now been sent to Governor Laura Kelly for her to consider signing it into law. A nuclear power company is still looking for potential sites for a new nuclear power plant in eastern Kansas. Officials with Terra Power visited Johnson County yesterday. WDAF reports, quote, multiple communities have expressed interest in the proposed plant. DeSoto is said to be one of those communities. Kansas currently has one utility-scale nuclear power plant. That's Wolf Creek near Burlington in Coffee County. There is a 90% chance of rain tonight. Thunderstorms are likely through the evening hours. Locally, heavy rainfall is possible overnight. Near steady temperatures around 60 degrees. Another chance of rain tomorrow with highs in the lower 70s. And a chance of showers and storms again late tomorrow night with lows in the lower 50s. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 4:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
At Morning Edition, we bring you as close to the news as possible.
We saw Iran launch a missile with a dangerous cluster bomb warhead that hit an apartment building here in Tel Aviv, just a few minutes' drive from me in Tel Aviv.
Join us for on-the-ground reporting and stay informed about the biggest global and national stories every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR1 and KPR2 stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge of support anytime. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:01. Then the Supreme Court hears arguments for and against President Trump's executive order limiting birthright citizenship.
If you credit the government's theory, the citizenship of millions of Americans, past, present, and future, could be called into question.
Tell you more about a case carrying enormous political stakes for not just Trump, for the entire nation. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Commons at KU, presenting the Kenneth Spencer Lecture featuring Patricia Oneniwu Kaishan, author of Forest Euphoria, The Abounding Queerness of Nature, 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 7th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available at thecommons.ku.edu.
A flood watch goes into effect at 7 o'clock tonight and runs through tomorrow afternoon for the entire greater Kansas City metro area. Johnson County, Leavenworth County, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties as well. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5.
10 minutes before 5, and thank you for listening out there.
I learned everything I know from Mr. Daryl Brogdon.
Oh, there he is. Well, Daryl Brogdon, 268, the phone number, or make it easy on yourself. Go online at kansaspublicradio.org. Make an impact.
With Morning Edition from NPR News, you don't have to wonder where your information is coming from, because we tell you, get your news straight from the source every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Quick reminder, you will be able to hear the President's address to the nation tonight on your KPR1 stations beginning at 8 o'clock. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
And criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting KU Jazz Ensemble 1 with guest Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Thursday, April 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 61 degrees in Lawrence, 52 in Manhattan. We are expecting locally heavy rainfall overnight. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, we are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can point and click and make a pledge of support for Kansas Public Radio right now.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture, April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets required. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up, we have news headlines at 5:30. Now, we have news from down at the Kennedy Space Center that the countdown clock has been paused. Launch is still on as far as we know, but it's not going to happen at 5:24 is what we know. But still plenty of time within the two-hour window that they had targeted for that. We're going to hear more about the Artemis launch immediately following those news headlines. If the launch happens while we are talking with Nell Greenfield Boyce about it, we're going to stick with that so we won't be hearing from the romantic-y book narrator again. Sorry. But you can always hear that online at npr.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
We do have a 90% chance of rain tonight. Thunderstorms are likely this evening. Locally heavy rainfall is possible near steady temperatures around 60 degrees. We could see some severe storms after midnight. There is a 30% chance of rain tomorrow, highs in the lower 70s. For tomorrow night, chance of rain after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. We once again have a chance of storms. Some could be severe on Friday. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:20.
Which is the perfect time to...
Going war, one of many. And that prompted community groups to scramble to help troops that were forced to flee.
The base was asking for donations of toiletries and different things for these sailors coming back because they were coming back with nothing.
The lesser-known costs of the war on Iran on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering memberships to help support the museum's mission of studying life, past and present on, to educate, engage, and inspire. Membership details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. You are listening to KPR News. Headlines are coming up next. It's 60 degrees in Topeka. It's 5:30.
Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.
The 10-minute countdown clock has started for the Artemis II mission. There are three Americans and one Canadian on board, making up a crew that includes the first woman and the first person of color who are aiming to travel around the moon. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Republican Party is warning people of a scam impersonating party officials. The scammer asks to chat via email, then that person attempts to get the recipient to purchase gift cards and give them the gift card numbers. GOP officials are aware of party activists and leadership receiving the emails, but have not heard anything from everyday Republican voters or donors getting scammed. Kansas Republican Party Chair Denedre Herbert says she is not aware of any party members taking the bait.
I'm grateful that we have some thoughtful folks who aren't, so far that I know of, falling for it.
Kansas Republicans have reached out to law enforcement about the scam. Kansas lawmakers have passed a bill that gives Kansans more power in setting local taxes, but some city and county leaders are worried about what that could mean for the future. Meg Britton Mellish has the story.
The bill allows registered voters to protest local budgets if they're set to increase higher than the Midwest Consumer Price Index, or 3%, whichever amount is lower. If 10% protests, then the taxing district cannot increase property taxes that year. Mark Manning is Wichita's finance director. He says if the bill is approved, it would be difficult to pay for things like roads or police services in new neighborhoods.
It's going to make our budget process extraordinarily complicated and complex, and it's going to divert us from what the budget process probably should be about, which is how we can provide services to our citizens that they need.
The bill is on Governor Laura Kelly's desk. Lawmakers will return next week to consider any vetoes. I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
And Kansas farmers are expected to plant more corn and soybeans this year. That's according to projections released by the USDA yesterday. Last year, Kansas farmers planted more than 6.8 million acres of corn. This year, that number is expected to rise by 4.4% up to 7.1 million acres. Soybean acreage is expected to rise 7.3%. A flood watch goes into effect at 7 o'clock tonight and runs through tomorrow afternoon for Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Caldwell, Carroll, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. Heavy rain is expected overnight with near steady temperatures around 60 degrees. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a three-course Easter dinner Sunday, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 5. Reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, Nina Totenberg was at the Supreme Court today. She will tell us about the arguments that were made as the Trump administration tried to make its case for limiting birthright citizenship. She says there was a lot of skepticism about these arguments at the Supreme Court.
The position you're taking now is a revisionist one with respect to a substantial part of our history.
Nina Totenberg has the details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
We have a 90% chance of rain overnight. Thunderstorms are likely. Locally heavy rainfall is possible. Near steady temperatures tonight, around 60 degrees. It is 60 degrees in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 6.
And the news.
We don't just tell you what's happening. We tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. and at kansaspublicradio.org. Another hour of All Things Considered coming right up. We start things off with an update of news headlines. It is 6 o'clock.
PR News from Washington.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. The National Weather Service has just issued a tornado watch for portions of the KPR listening area. This is in effect until 1 a.m. for Lynn and Miami counties in the KPR listening area. So if you're down around Paola, not only do you have a flood watch beginning at 7 o'clock tonight, running through tomorrow afternoon, you have a tornado watch until 1 a.m. That is for Lynn and Miami counties. The flood watch is for Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties.
Support for KPR comes from K-State Day of Giving, a 24-hour event celebrating the impact of K-State, Wednesday, April 8th. More information about K-State Day of Giving at k-state.edu.
You're listening to KPR.
From NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow.
And I'm Juana Summers. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com. Or at 785-843-TREE.
Thanks so much for joining us this evening. Quick reminder, you can still become a member of KPR. Just visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or give us a call at 888-577-5268. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, before we get to 7 o'clock, the Supreme Court's decision outlawing bans on conversion therapy will change the legal situation in many states. An evangelical Christian therapist and LGBTQ activist explain how people are responding. That's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch. Again, that means that conditions are good for the development of tornadoes. We have not spotted one. We're just saying you need to watch. Be on your watch. Have plenty of ways to be notified about possible actual tornadoes or thunderstorms. This will affect Lynn and Miami counties in the KPR listening area until 1 a.m. Otherwise, we have a flood watch going into effect at 7 o'clock tonight for Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties and all of the greater Kansas City metro. It's 6:20.
This is NPR News.
Iran attacked a U.S. Navy base in Bahrain early in the ongoing war, one of many, and that prompted community groups to scramble to help troops that were forced to flee.
The base was asking for donations of toiletries and different things for these sailors coming back because they were coming back with nothing.
The lesser-known costs of the war on Iran tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller, showing April 17th through the 18th and 23rd through the 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com.
Many thanks to an anonymous donor in Lawrence and an anonymous donor in Topeka for becoming members of KPR. We appreciate your support. You can join those members by visiting kansaspublicradio.org and clicking on support.
The order is meant to apply to any future babies born, but would still have massive impacts on who is considered an American. A decision from the Supreme Court is expected in a few months. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Bill Self, the head men's basketball coach at the University of Kansas, announced this evening on the social media platform X that he will return for a 24th season in 2026-2027. The Kansas City Star reports that Self met with his family and with KU administration before making the announcement. Self has been hospitalized for health issues twice in the past year, and his future at KU had been the topic of much debate. He is the winningest KU basketball coach of all time. The Kansas Republican Party is warning people of a scam that impersonates party officials. The scammer asks to chat via email, then that person attempts to get the recipient to purchase gift cards and give them the gift card numbers. GOP officials are aware of party activists and leadership receiving the emails, but have not heard anything from everyday Republican voters or donors getting scammed. Kansas Republican Party Chair Denedre Herbert says she is not aware of any party members taking the bait.
I'm grateful that we have some thoughtful folks who aren't, so far that I know of, falling for it.
Kansas Republicans have reached out to law enforcement about the scam. Kansas lawmakers passed a bill that gives Kansans more power in setting local taxes, but some city and county leaders are worried about what that could mean for the future. Meg Britton Mellish has that story.
The bill allows registered voters to protest local budgets if they're set to increase higher than the Midwest Consumer Price Index, or 3%, whichever amount is lower. If 10% protests, then the taxing district cannot increase property taxes that year. Mark Manning is Wichita's finance director. He says if the bill is approved, it would be difficult to pay for things like roads or police services in new neighborhoods.
It's going to make our budget process extraordinarily complicated and complex, and it's going to divert us from what the budget process probably should be about, which is how we can provide services to our citizens that they need.
The bill is on Governor Laura Kelly's desk. Lawmakers will return next week to consider any vetoes. I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
A tornado watch is in effect until 1 a.m. for Lynn and Miami counties in the KPR listening area. A flood watch overnight for Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
A recent survey found that nearly three-quarters of people in the U.S. are worried about whether the news they see online is real or faked. We get it. So at Morning Edition, our team makes sure every detail we report is fact-checked.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has crunched the numbers, and they found that it would cost the federal government about...
Don't worry about separating fact from fiction. Fake-proof your mornings every weekday with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence and many other frequencies scattered around the state. Delighted to have listeners from all over the place, including all around the world, when they listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, picture schedules and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Stay tuned. We have a bit more All Things Considered still to come. Closing in on 7 o'clock at 7:01. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, we have news headlines followed by Stardate, followed by an hour of classical music. I believe Jake Armerding hosting tonight. Then at 8 o'clock, special coverage from NPR of the President's Address to the Nation. followed in turn by more music, depending on how long it runs. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock tonight, stick around for the Moth Radio Hour. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Hewlett.org. From the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Up next, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, followed by an hour of classical music. Then at 8 o'clock, President Donald J. Trump will be addressing the nation, and NPR will have coverage of whatever it is he has to say. That is coming your way at 8 o'clock sharp tonight. However long that goes, we will stay with it. And then you will hear more music on KPR. There is a tornado watch to 1 a.m. for Lynn and Miami counties in the KPR listening area. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The Supreme Court seems skeptical of President Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship. That includes some conservative justices who've had tough questions for the Trump administration during arguments today. Trump issued an order declaring children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not U.S. citizens, reversing more than a century of legal precedent, as NPR's Domenico Montanaro explains.
You had a majority of the Supreme Court's justices peppering the Solicitor General John Sauer with really skeptical questions about the Trump administration's position about birthright citizenship. I mean, I'm going to be watching some of these justices for what they think specifically, you know, what their interpretation winds up being specifically on things like bloodline versus born in the country's soil.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro reporting. President Trump is set to address the nation about the Iran war in about an hour at 9 o'clock Eastern. Earlier today, he said he would bomb Iran back to the Stone Ages if it doesn't open up the Strait of Hormuz. Yesterday, he said he was ready to wind down the war. A crew of four is on a mission to circle the moon. As Central Florida Public Media's Brendan Byrne reports, it's the first human mission to the moon in more than 50 years.
And lift off. The crew of Artemis II now bound for the moon.
NASA's massive SLS rocket roared to life at 6:35 local time, its twin solid rocket boosters and four engines cracking the air and lifting the Orion space capsule and its crew into space under a fiery orange trail. They are embarking on a nearly 10-day mission that will slingshot the crew around the moon and back, testing key systems of the Orion spacecraft. It's the first time humans are flying the vehicle, which will take the crew farther into deep space than any other humans. They'll catch a glimpse at the far side of the moon during the journey, flying more than 5,000 miles above the lunar surface. The mission will end with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. More than 400,000 people were estimated to visit Florida's space coast for the launch. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne at the Kennedy Space Center.
The FDA approved another obesity pill today, this one from drug maker Eli Lilly. NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports.
Eli Lilly's new pill is called Foundayo. Although this is the same company behind Zepbound, the blockbuster injectable obesity medicine, Eli Lilly decided not to take Zepbound's main ingredient and make it in pill form. Instead, the company developed a new ingredient, orforglipron. Daniel Skovronsky, the company's chief scientific and medical officer, says until now, all of these GLP-1 drugs have been peptides, meaning they need to be taken as injections or as a pill with restrictions.
Our goal here was to make something as simple as possible. That means we had to rely on more complicated science.
Lilly hasn't announced a list price yet, but it says people with commercial insurance could pay as little as $25 a month. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
U.S. stocks largely rose today. This is NPR News.
Stardate April 1st. Mercury is just peeking into view in the dawn sky. The little planet is in the east in the waxing twilight and looks like a bright star. It'll stand highest in the sky on Friday, but because of the angle at which it rises, it's hard to spot. In fact, from much of the United States, you probably can't see it at all. The view is best from south of about Dallas. That difficulty illustrates how tough it's been for scientists to study Mercury. It's never in view for long, no more than a couple of hours before sunrise or after sunset. And it's so low in the sky that we always see it through a thick layer of air, so the view is murky, like trying to make out the shapes of clouds from the bottom of a swimming pool. In the late 1800s and the early 1900s, astronomers did make a few crude maps of Mercury's surface. But there was a lot they couldn't figure out. That included the length of the planet's day. At first, it appeared that Mercury completed one turn on its axis in 88 Earth days, the same length as its year. In the early 1960s, though, astronomers bounced radio waves off the surface. That work showed that a day lasts 59 Earth days, so Mercury completes three turns on its axis for every two orbits around the Sun, 3 days for every 2 years. Again, look quite low in the east not long before sunrise for elusive little Mercury, a planet that's been hard to get to know. You can find out more about the planets in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Hi, I'm Jay Grammerding. So glad to have you here. It's the late 1800s. Eric Satie's popularity is going downhill. He's starting to have money problems. He gets an assist from his friend, Claude Debussy, whose career is going in the other direction, like a rocket ship. Like the one maybe you just watched. Debussy helps him out by orchestrating these works, which gets Satie some much-needed public acclaim. Here are the Gymnopédies.
Thank you.
the beautiful tones of Israeli flautist Sharon Betzali, along with guitarist Shui Fei Yang, performing Gymnopédies by Eric Satie. American composer Florence Price chose Clouds for the title of this next piece. In literature and poetry and African-American art in particular, the cloud is a symbol of freedom. Freedom of movement, freedom of shape and form, freedom of mood, freedom from virtually every restriction that binds humans and other objects. Here's Michael Clark performing Clouds. Thank you.